Welcome to Let's Talk Dementia, the show where caregiving gets real. If you're a caregiver looking for expert advice and a lot of encouragement, you're in the right place. Our goal is for you to thrive, not just survive. Here is our host, best-selling author and certified dementia practitioner, Carol Howell.
Welcome to Let's Talk Dementia. I'm Carol Howell, your host, and I'm glad you're with me today. I hope you missed me last week. I was a little under the weather and didn't get an episode recorded, but yay, I'm back, and I'm happy to be with you. So today's podcast is titled, What Do You Need to Give Up? I have recently taken on what I call my third job. I run Let's Talk Dementia. I help a realtor on the weekend by sitting at open houses, which I love doing. It's a change of pace for me. But I've also recently taken a job as church pianist. And it sounds all easy. You just show up at church and you play. And I wish that's all it was. But for me, alas, there is a lot of background work that goes into preparing for playing. And I'm loving every minute of it. It's a way of worshiping that touches my soul. So I'm happy for everything I do. But I did have to look at my calendar and go, what is it I am doing that I need to give up? And those were some tough decisions to replace this with that. But the replacement was a good thing for me. Yesterday we had exclusive dementia support circle, which if I can do a little side commercial here, you can be a part of that. It's absolutely free. You go to the website and sign up, and I know that you are going to be a part of it. I send you a link the second and fourth Monday of every month. We meet at 10:30 in the morning, Eastern Standard Time, and 7 o'clock in the evening, Eastern Standard Time. And we meet via FaceTime. So if you've got a cell phone, you can most likely do FaceTime, and you just click the link and bang, we're there. I let you join the group and you're with a conversation with everybody in the group. We're slowly growing, but it is neat for other people to hear what you're talking about and realize we've got a lot in common. So that's happened to me last night with the support group, listening to two of the ladies discussing, and their situations were very similar, as in they were overwhelmed. And I understand that. As I just told you, I had to make some tough decisions. The one lady has been very busy doing lots of things for her mother-in-law. And while I won't tell you her name or her personal story, it all dealt with tax returns. Her accountant said to her, you know, there are people who get paid to take care of this kind of stuff. And I thought that was funny. Hint, hint, we could use the business. And, you know, on the side note, why are you doing this? And I said to her, okay, when are you giving that up? She said, well, probably next April when tax season rolls around. What? Could we go ahead and make an appointment, pass this stuff on, and get it off your list of things to do? Do you make a list of things to do? I made one just before starting this podcast, and believe me, it doesn't have everything on it, but it's just got some of the things. I love marking things off, but it does not hurt my feelings to look at a list of things I know I need to accomplish in a day and it not be the size of my leg. You know, that's a good thing. That means there's time for me to read or sit out on the lanai and look at the water or listen to the birds or go for a walk or do nothing. Take a blame nap. And if you are caregiving, which many of you are, and that's why you listen to this podcast, taking a nap might be a good idea. Don't do it too close to bedtime because then you won't sleep good. So what is in your life that you need to let go of? Something that someone else could just as easily or more easily take care of for you. It might cost you a dollar or two, but I want to tell you what your health is costing you, or what your caregiving is costing your health, I should say. I have another client who wound up in the hospital feeling very poorly, and wound up, the doctor said to her, you are exhausted. You have caregiver exhaustion. It's a very real thing. It wound up, she ended up getting a pacemaker. She's been through so much and put her body through so much that that's where she is now. So now she is being forced to be very still for a period of time while she heals and that pacemaker being in her body adapts. I don't know what all has to happen, but I know she's not up and around going 90 miles an hour as she likes to do. I understand that. I'm a 90 miles an hour kind of person. I'm either on or off, and in between, I'm asleep. So I understand that, and that's hard for her. But sometimes, you know, the body says, sit down, be still, do nothing. And if you've got an opportunity to do that where you are not forced into it for medical reasons, then please take advantage of it. So look at life. What is it you're doing that piece you could pass on to a family member? Maybe it is buying the groceries, that there's somebody who will go buy groceries for you. Maybe you want to use Uber delivery. Yes, I know it's more expensive, but being sick is not inexpensive. And having time for yourself is very important. I hope that gives you something to think about in your caregiving journey. And I also hope you will join the exclusive Dementia Support Circle. It is for anybody, anywhere, that in the sound of my voice, all you have to do is have access to your phone, and you can join that event. If you are local, as in the Fort Myers, Estero, Naples, Florida area, we do have a local support group that meets the first Thursday of every month, 10:30 at Estero Church on Highway 41 in Estero. Would love for you to join us. Feel free to write me, carol@letstalkdementia.org, and I'll be happy to hear what you have to say and give you a call, and we'll talk. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Thanks for joining us today on Let's Talk Dementia. Remember, you don't have to walk this journey alone. Carol offers free phone consultation to support you, and she's available to help with transition to assisted living or memory care. To learn more or to get in touch, visit letstalkdementia.org. Until next time, be kind to yourself and know that help is just a phone call away.